Bezas Hashem Yisparech, we begin Daf Lamed Aled, the 31st Daf in Shas, in Meseches Brachos. We left off, today's Daf is quite a long Daf as well as yesterday's. We left off on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, discussing the birth of Shmuel, and particularly the Tefillah of Chana, and now we begin to discuss what happened when Shmuel miraculously had been born. The Gemara says about 20 lines from the bottom by the Tudat, quoting from Chana, that when Chana came back to the Mishkan, there was a very emotional exchange where she says, El Nar Hazeh Hispalalti Ayadavind for this child. The Gemara has a different take on the story than what is normally conjured in one's mind as Chana joyously brings her child to the Migdash. We could deduce from the story that Shmuel had actually violated a prohibition of teaching and paskening in front of his Rebbe, Eli HaKohen. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vayishchetu es hapar vayiviu es hanar. Take a look at the Psukim in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Dalet. We have the description of Chana bringing him to the Mikdash, the Mishkan, the first time. And then the Pasuk says, and they slaughtered a par, and they brought the Nar to Eli. So simple reading is they brought a carbon to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara darshins the relationship between the slaughtering of the par and the bringing of Shmuel. Mishum devayishchetu es hapar hiviu hanar el Eli. Because they slaughtered the par, did they bring the child to Eli? Ela, amalehen Eli. Eli had said, Kuru kohen, leisi vilishchot. Eli had instructed that a kohen bring their carbon. Chazinu Shmuel dav mahadri basar kohen mishchat. And Shmuel saw that they were looking for a kohen to do the slaughtering. Amalehu, Shmuel said, Lam lechu lahadri basar kohen mishchat. Why do you need to bring a kohen for shechita? And he quoted a halacha that's true in Maseches Zvachim, shechita bizar k'sheira. The halacha is in the Mishnayis in the second parak of Zvachim, if I'm not mistaken, say that shechita could be done not only by a kohen, it could be done by a zar as well. So Shmuel challenged what was the need, even though Eli himself had instructed that a kohen be brought for the shechita. This is already beginning to tread on dangerous territory of being mora halacha b'fnei rabba. I saw the kamei d'Eli, so they brought him in front of Eli. Amalei min halacha. How do you know this? Ha'amalei. Miksiv v'shachat ha'koin v'ikrivu ha'koyanim ksiv. If you look in the psukim, it doesn't say that the kohen has to do the shechita. It says that the kohanim have to do the haktara. Hikrivu, Rashi explains, is miksiv mikabola ve'elech mitzvahs kuhuna. Only from kabola and elech, kabola and on, is the mitzvah dafka by a kohen. Mikan l'shchita shekshera bizar. We see from here that shchita can be done by a zar. Amalei, so Eli said to Shmuel, meimar shaper kamet, what you said is true, miyu, Moira halacha b'fnei rabcha ata. You are teaching paskening in front of your Rebbe. From here, it seems that even if a person knows that the Rebbe is wrong and he is right, he needs to inform the Rebbe, but not to contradict the psak. V'kol amor halacha b'fnei rabbi chayiv misa, and you're chayiv misa. Wow. Kana came and she cried out, I stood and I davened over him. That's what the pasuk then goes on and says. When she brings him in, she says, "This I was the woman once upon a time that stood in front of you and davened." Amalei shavkili deyanshe ubayina rachme vilach rabba mine. Let him go. We'll punish him. He was more halacha b'fnei rabbo. And we'll daven and bring someone who's even greater than Shmuel. Amro lei Chana refused. El anar hazeh ispalalti, I daven for this child. The Shita Mikubetzes points out that our Gemara is a remez of something that happened in the future of the life of Shmuel, but not at the time that Chana brought him for the first time. Because, if you read the Pasuk describes that he was just weaned, Kasher Gemalatu, which normally is understood at age 2 or 3. Hence, he presumably, intellectually, was not in the place to paskin a shayla from Zvachim, and even if he was, he still was not a bar onesh. Hence, the Shita Mikubetzes says that you have to read this Gemara that's saying the Pasuk is describing a remez to the future of something that had happened. L'didi Avi Maisa with my Rebbe Rav Nevensal, there were many years between my third and fourth child, and my fourth child, who was named after Shlomo Zalman, was born. So, of course, Rav Nevensal was the Sandik, and a couple of years later, we came to visit on Yom Tov, and my son, Shlomo Zalman, was about 2 or 3 years old, and I said, El Anara Zeh Hispalalti, and he said that that's an appropriate time to say it, because that was the age of Shmuel at the time that Chana had said it. So, Maisa Rav as well, to bring out this point to the Shita Mikubetzes, and therefore the point of Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbo, the Shita Mikubetzes, cannot be understood entirely literally. It must be that it's a remez. Let's continue on our Gemara. The Gemara says 8 lines from the bottom. V'chana himidaberes eliba. Chana was davening softly to her heart. U'be'ina rachma. The expression, though, of the Pasuk is not that she spoke quietly, but she spoke on her heart. And Chazal have a beautiful drasha for this. Amar Abelazar, 8 lines from the bottom, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, al iske liba amra. Not only was she davening quietly, but she was speaking about the asek, the subject of her heart. What does it mean she was speaking about the subject of her heart? Amra lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, kol ma shebarasa b'isha lo barasa davar echad livatala. Everything you create in a woman, you didn't create one of those things for no purpose. Einayim liros, eyes to see, vaznayim lishmoa, ears to hear, chotem la riach, a nose to breathe, pele daber, a mouth to speak, yadayim lasos bemalacha, hands to do work, raglayim lalach, and legs to walk with, dadim breasts lahanik bohem, to nurse with. Dadim alalu shenasata alibi, that's what aliba means. Speaking about her heart, the breath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given, lama lo lehenik ben, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me a purpose for it? Tenli ben va'anik behen. Please give me a child that I should be able to use every part in my being. Notice, here Chana is tapping into the idea that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, every talent, every potential, should be used in the proper service in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to reject it, not to try to subjugate it, but to try to direct it in the appropriate form of Avodas Hashem. 6 lines in from the bottom, 6 lines up on Lamed Aleph on the base. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosef Ben Zimra, Kol Yoshev B'Tainis B'Shabbos, Karin Lo Gzardino Shel Shivim Shana. If someone sits in a Tainis on Shabbos, then it has the effect to destroy a negative decree that is so strong of even 70 years old, that the decree is that someone be punished for 70 years. But nevertheless, he'll be punished for being mevatel onik Shabbos. So this is the paradox of Tainis on Shabbos, as well as, for that matter, Tanesim in general, that on the one hand, it's a real good tshuva. On the other hand, if it's being mevatel something good, so then you need to be punished for that as well. So that is, he was mevatel onik Shabbos. Maita kante, what's the remedy? Amar Nachman Yitzchak, a paradoxical remedy, leisiv tanesa letanesa. He has to take the tainis and put it to the next day, Rashi says. In other words, he needs to fast now on Sunday for being mevatel onik Shabbos on Shabbos. This was off the topic, but this memra was taught because the Baal Memra beforehand was Rabbi Yossi Bar Zimra. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar. Now back to Chana. Chana iticha dvarim klape mala. Sheticha means to speak sharply. Take a look at the Marasho, who explains that we've already seen in the Gemaras above that Chana was really challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means. Hiticha dvarim klapi malo shenema v'tispalal al Hashem. She was davening on Hashem. In other words, she was davening about Hashem, challenging the psak din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, one needs to be of tremendous madrega. They say that the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zatzal, used to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you do this? But you need to be a very high madrega to be able to do that. Melamed sheiticha dvarim klapi malo. As Marsha explains, as we saw, she said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to give me children, then I will put myself in the situation to drink the mehashka, as well as the argument, why did you give me dodim, if not to have a child, etc., etc. The Amar Rebbe Lazar, Eliyahu itiach dvarim klapi mala. We also find that Eliyahu did that as well. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Malachim says, Va'ata asevosa libam acharas. Eliyahu says when he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim, with his challenge, with the Avodah Zarah of Baal, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turn their heads backwards by listening to Mar Tefillah. In other words, if you want them to do tshuva, if you make a nes, so then that's possible. So we see also that Eliyahu was challenging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar b'shmo barav yitzchim, v'nayin shechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hodolo Eliyahu, dichsiv, v'asher, reyosi. The pasuk in Micha describes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's read the whole pasuk, even though it's not quoted in the Gemara. V'yom ahu, num Hashem, osva atzolea v'nidach ha'kabetza, v'asher ha'reyosi. The one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back even the people that were destitute, even those who were far off, cast off, and those who I had done bad to. Chazal here, our understanding, Asher HaReyosi means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the bad to be done to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost admitting that he had a part in bringing the bad to them, that he had given them so many Yetzer Haros. So every once in a while, a tzaddik could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what could you expect, as the great stories we have also of the great tzaddik, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, what could you expect? The conditions were so difficult. Continues the Gemara, the top line, Alam, Ebeiz, Amin, Alf. Amar Rebbe Chama, the Rebbe Chanina, El Malei Shalosh Mikros Halalu Nismotetu Ragleim Shalsoni Yisrael. If not for these three psukim, then the legs of Klal Yisrael would be weakened very much. They would have no justification or defense for their averos. Now here, the Gemara uses an expression that means the exact opposite, what's referred to as Lashon Sagi Nohar. Here, the literal reading of the Gemara is Nismotu Raglam Shalone Yisrael, weaken the legs of Sone Yisrael. But the Gemara does not want to say weaken the legs of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Gemara uses the euphemism in the opposite direction. But the three psukim that we're about to quote are psukim that give us justification or defense, and without them, then chas v'chalila, our legs would be weakened and we would have nothing to stand on. Chad, one pasuk, what we had mentioned from Micha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he had a part in making things bad for Klal Yisrael, in creating a very difficult Yetzer Hara. V'chad, and another pasuk, Yirmiyahu, we say the same Kippur night, hine kachomer b'yad ha-yotzer kein atem b'yadi beis Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Klal Yisrael in his hand, like he fashions them, and therefore, even their averos, on a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had fashioned as well. The beautiful pasuk in Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will take away the stone heart. Now, who gave Klal Yisrael the stone heart? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyacho, had a hand in our downfall. Rav Papa Amar Mehacha, and this gives us defense, that we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what could you have expected otherwise? Rav Papa Amar Mehacha, Vesruach Etein Bekirbechem Vasisi Es Asher Becheiki Teilechu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the Ruach and therefore destines what's going to happen to us. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Tiach Dvarim Klapei Mala. Moshe Rabbeinu as well did this idea of challenging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source for the reason that we had sinned. Shenemar v'yispal Moshe Hashem, al tikri el Hashem, el al Hashem. He davened on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekein devei Elazar ben Yaakov karen l'alfin ayinin or l'ayinin alfin. That we have a tradition from Elazar ben Yaakov that you could change an ayin to an aleph. Hence, it's not El Hashem, but Al Hashem to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Devei Rabbi Yanei Amrim Hocha V'di Zahav, that the Pasuk says that they went from Lavan V'chatzeros V'di Zahav in the beginning of Sefer Dvarin. What is Dizav? My Vidizav. I'm Ridvei Rabbi Yanei Kachom Moshe Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbonu Shalom, Bishvil Kesef V'zav She'eshpat Alem Yisrael Ad She'omru Dayu Gram She'osu Es Egel. You gave them all of this silver and gold. Of course, ultimately, they'll end up using it for bad things. They'll use it to make the Egel. Gemara continues and follows up with this idea, 10 lines from the top, that Klal Yisrael, when they had the opportunity, they had too much gold. They fell into Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara at the end of the line, 10 lines from the top, Amidver Rabbi Yanei, Ein Ari Noheim, a lion doesn't get wild or crazy, mitoch kupa shel tevin, if he has some grain to eat, el mitoch kupa shel basar. But if he has meat to eat, so then he'll get wild. So too, Klal Yisrael lost itself amongst its gold and silver, just like a lion would. Amar Rabbi Yishai, Mashal Adam Shaisalai Parak Kechusha, Ubala Seivarim. Rabbi Oshia continues with another mashal. Amar Rabbi Oshia, mashal adam shayisal para kechusha. He had a thin animal, ubala sevarim, was so thin that its bones and its limbs would protrude. Hechila karshinin, and then he gave it karshinin. Karshinin was a type of animal food. The Mesifta Gemara points out that the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Sadi says that karshinim, best type of food, the most fattening food for an animal. He gave it the best food. And what happened? And then all of a sudden started kicking him, rebelling. Amar loy, the man says to the animal, because I fed you such good food, that's what caused you to kick me. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mashal adam echad shayilo ben. Another mashal, a fellow had a son. Hirchitzu, he took care of him. He washed him, v'sachu, and he gave him good oil to put on, v'chilo v'hishka'u, and he gave him to drink and to eat. V'talo kisal tzavaro, and he gave him a money bag and put him around his neck. V'oshiva al psach shel zaynus, a very famous mashal and a very powerful one. And he put it in the house, right in front of a house of prostitutes. Mayoso sa ben shalo yechta, a famous expression. What would a son do not to sin? Of course, it's impossible. It's an expression. What could a son like that do and not sin? It's impossible, almost. He put him into an impossible situation when he would do an aver. That is something that us parents have to be very, very careful, very, very mindful of when we put our children in a situation where, on the one hand, we give them bechira, we give them a choice. On the other hand, we surround them with the Yetzirah, Mayasa Osa Ben Shelo Yechta. This applies in terms of filters on an internet. It applies to what we expose our children to in intellectually, emotionally, etc., etc. Says the Gemara in the last narrow line. Amar Ravacha Brei D'Ravuna Amar Sheshes. Hainu Da'amri Yinshi. This is what people say. Mili Kresi Zoni Beshe. Filling up one's stomach is a bad thing. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, Kimarisam Vayisbo, Savu Vayoram Libon, Alkein Shechachuni. As they pastured, Klal Yisrael pastured, and they filled themselves up, they raised up their hearts, and they forgot me. Which is very reminiscent, of course, of Vayishmon Yeshuran Vayivot, when Klal Yisrael gets fattened, then Chas V'Chalila they kick. This is one of the paradoxes that we have in Avodas Hashem. And this is what Rav Nachman as well brings out. Rav Nachman Amar Hocha, Mehocha V'Ram L'Vavcha V'Shachachta Es Hashem. In Parashat Sekev, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes coming to Eretz Yisrael and having all the beauty of Eretz Yisrael and all the good of Eretz Yisrael, so then we run the risk of raising our heads up, our hearts up, and becoming haughty. The next part of the pasuk is ufano elokim acherim v'avadum v'niatzuni v'heifer esprisi. This is in the end of Dvarim, And then the most famous pasuk, "V'ibayzeme mehacha v'yishman Yeshurun v'yivat," from the all the way in the end of Sefer Devarim, that when Yeshurun is filled up, it kicks. We have to be very careful. The more and more successful we become materialistically, the greater and greater the Yetzer Hara. I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hoidu lo Moshe. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceded to Moshe Rabbeinu? When Moshe Rabbeinu complained in the beginning of Sefer Devarim that we mentioned that they went to Vidi Zahav, and as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put us in front of the Yetzer Hara, Shenemar, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes through Navi of Hosea, V'kesef hir beisilem v'zav asu labal, I gave them a lot of silver, and ultimately they used it for the wrong things. The Gemara continues to discuss the travails of Klal Yisrael, its mistakes, and the interaction between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael's mistakes. 7 lines into the wide, or 6 lines in, V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe lechreit, at the sin of the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, who is learning in Shamayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lechreid, go down. My Lechreid, Amar Abelaz, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Moshe, Reid, Megdula, Secha. You have to go down from your greatness. Klum Nasatecha, Gdula, El Bishul Yisrael. I only made you great and close to me because of the Schus of Klal Yisrael. V'achshav Yisrael Chatu, and now Klal Yisrael has sinned. Come harsh words. Atalomali. And why do I need you? Your purpose is only to help me in the service of Klal Yisrael. Miatosh kocho shel Moshe. Immediately Moshe Rabbeinu felt his strength weaken. You can imagine the blow to Moshe Rabbeinu. The drama of this is amazing. Here he is. He's got to the highest point with learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to literally and figuratively send him hurtling back to earth with a thud. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have the strength to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a tiny sign. He says, in speaking to Moshe, loosen me, let me go, so I will destroy them. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Moshe Rabbeinu to himself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, loosen me? This matter is dependent on me. He strengthened himself. Can you imagine, the rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give up. The marshal is to a king who's angry at his son. And he's hitting him hard. And there is someone who is close with him, who's beloved to him. There's someone close to the king, that's sitting next to him. And he's scared to say anything to the king. Who am I to speak back to the king? The king says to the kid, who he's going to punish him, if not for this person that is one of my close people, I would have killed you. He realizes that he has a say, that he has some chashivas, says the ayev. So then he jumps into action. Immediately Moshe Rabbeinu jumps into action. The Gemara continues and analyzes the give and take as Moshe Rabbeinu begs Klal Yisrael. Va'ato anichali v'yicharapi bohem v'achaleim v'escha oscha l'goy gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Moshe Rabbeinu again, the emphasis, leave me alone. Which connotates that Moshe Rabbeinu can change the reality. Not only that, let me lo, and I will make you into a great nation. Amar Rabbi Avohu m'oleg mikra kotsuv i'ev shaloi l'omroi. If the pasuk had not said it, it would have been something that would be prohibited for us to say. This person, pasuk, is coming to teach us something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me go. What does that mean? Comes to teach us, Shetopsu mei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Kaviyochel grabbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki adam shu toives as chaver bebigda, like someone who grabs the garment of his friend, grabs him by the shirt. Va'amar lefanav, Rebbeinu shel olam ein ani manichecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not letting you go until you forgive them. There's so much to say about this Gemara maybe Be'ezer Hashem in the halacha section, we will elaborate on the lessons, halacha l'maisa, for our lives from this Gemara. Continues the Gemara 12 lines into the Y in Lama Be'ezer Min Alpha. Esos, Chalagoy Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I'll make you a great nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu spurned that idea. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalem, Umaki, say Shal Shalish, Rigolim, Eni Yochol, Lama Lefan, Anecha, B'Shas Kascha. If you have a seat that has three legs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it doesn't stand in front of you in your anger, Kisei Shal Regal Echad, I'm only considered like one leg. Alachas Kama V'Kama, I certainly, my offspring will also sin, and they will also be destroyed and have no chance of standing against your anger. V'lo O'od Elishyesh B'Boshes Panim Me'avosai. And also I'm embarrassed to face Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That what? Achshav Yomer, now let's say, Ru'u Parnes, Shehemid Aleim, Bikesh Gedol L'Atzmo, V'lo Bikesh Aleim Rachamim. I'm going to come to them and they're going to say, he was interested for himself, and he didn't beg for Rachamim for Klal Yisrael, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm embarrassed to face the Avos. V'yichal Moshe es Pnei Hashem Eloikov. Moshe Rabbeinu entreats HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Lozim, Elamit Shom, Moshe B'tfil Afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shechileyu. Rashi explains that it means that he davened until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was convinced. Marsha is bothered by this pshat in Rashi because he says, how does the word Shechileyu relate to Hiftzir Bo that Moshe Rabbeinu did not let HaKadosh Baruch Hu go? Suggests the Marsha that the pshat of Hecheleu means that he turned himself into Chulin, Tefillah into Chulin. We learned that the Kedusha of Tefillah is with Hachna, with humility, to subjugate oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maharsha, we learned on the Gemara, on Lamed Aleph on the Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That normally is a Chulin way, it's not a Kadosh way, but there are times, as the Kotzke Rebbe said, a place for holy chutzpah. So this is what we would describe holy chulin. That's how the Marsha learns. Rashi's pshat requires, and therefore, according to Marsha, hechileyu comes from the word chulin. And according to Rashi, we need to know what's the relationship between hechileyu and hiftzibah. V'Rabba Amar, Rava says, what does it mean, vayichal Moshe? Ad shehefer lo nidro. The expression of vayichal is a reference to the rules of nedarim. Siv Hacha, it says over here, when it comes to Vayichal, Uksiv, and we have a similar expression, Ksim Hasam lo yachel devaro, shouldn't wake his words, Chulin. Presumably, one way of understanding this in the Parsha of Nedarim, not to your words Chulin, is everything you say is holy. And if you commit to something, then, of course, you're supposed to keep it. Vavamar, hu ein emechel, avla cherim, Mechalin lo. Chazal Darshin, lo yachel devaro, you cannot violate your words, but someone else can allow you to violate. What's that? That's the process of hataras or hafaras nidorim. Says Rava, Vayichal Moshe Rabbeinu turned into chulin, like the process in which a chacham could be matir neder, Moshe Rabbeinu was matir or mefer the neder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Presumably, the correct Yirsa, as the Masoros HaShas points out, is hiter lo nidro, he was matir the neder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he undid the neder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to destroy Klal Yisrael. Ushmuel Omer Melamed Shemasar Atzma L'misa Alem. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to give himself over to death because for them. He explains that Shmuel is darshing Vayichal as Chalal, that he was willing to put himself to a corpse. A halal is a corpse. Shenemar, how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to destroy himself? Vim ayin mecheni no misifrecha. He says, and if you don't listen to my tefillah, erase me from your sefer, may turn me into a corpse. Another drasha of what Vayichal means, Amar Rav Yitzchak, melamed sheheichala aleihem midas harachamim. Rava says from the word like chalos, to place, that Vayichal means, the ches lamed root, means to be chal on them, to place on them, the midah of rachmim. Rabbonin Amri Melamed Shom Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbonin Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, HaKadosh Chulun Hu Lecha. It should be Chulun to you. Something not sanctified. Me'asos Kadavar Hazeh. To do such a thing. Continues the Gemara to Darshan from a Brice of Eichal Moshe's Pnei Hashem. About 20 lines from the bottom in the wide lines. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph Tanya. Rabbi Lezer Gagod Olamim. Lamed Sha'om. And Moshe B'tfilu Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad She'achzosoi Achila. Moshe Rabbeinu davened in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until the sickness of Achilo grabbed him. The Gemara explains what that means. My Achilo, what's the sickness of Achilo? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Eishel Atzamos, the fire of bones. My Eishel Atzamos, what does it mean, the fire of the bones? Amar Abaye, Abaye taught, Ashte Degarmi. Ashta is the heat. Ashta means also the Lashon of Kadachas, which we find in the Tochaga, that Kadachas will descend upon us. The Oz V'Hadar quotes Rashi, the Masifta, Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Chav Ches, that elaborates on this. And the Garmi means the marrow of the bone, the heat of the marrow of the bone, that there's some type of inflammation or heat that's created. Says the Gemara further, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, Schor L'Avram L'Yitzchak L'Yisrael Avadecha Asher Nishpatam L'Hem Boch. Remember the covenant that you said to Avram Yitzchak in Yisrael. My Bach. What is the drasha of Bach? What's the meaning Bach with this? Amar Abelazar Moshe Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shalom. Imalei Nishpat Lehem B'Shemayim Va'aretz Yisi Yomer Keshem Sheshemayim Va'aretz Betelim Kach Shvu Aseich Betelim. Just like ultimately the earth and the heavens don't have to exist. They're all dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant command that they exist. So too, Kachvu Shvua Secha B'Teilu. So too, you can nullify your Shvua. V'achshav Shenishpata Lahem, but you swore, B'Shimcha Agadol, you swore by your name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned his name to Avram Avinu in the Bris Bein Asarim. Ma'Shimcha Agadol Chai V'Kaim Lo'olam Ol Me'olam, just like your name will go on forever. Kach shuasecha kayam to la'olam ulal me'alamim, and that's Bach. Asher nishbat alahem Bach, with your name, your shem Hashem. 12 lines from the bottom, beginning of the line, v'tadaber alehem, Moshe Rabbeinu continues on in his tefillah, arbe zarachem, you promised them that you would have their children multiply, kichach v'yashamayim, like the stars of the heaven. Chol aretz azos asher amarti, and this land that I said. It says the Gemara, a great pshat question. The pasuk concludes, "V'chol ha'aretz hazos asher amarti etein lechem ulezarecha ad olam," that I will give to your children, descendants. But it's not asher amarti. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu who gives it. Who is the one who originally promised it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it again, going back to Avram Avinu. Asks the Gemara, so you have the end of the quote is asher amarti. So asks the Gemara, "Hi asher amarti, asher amarta." Mi boile, what you said, Amar Rav Lozer ad kan divrei Talmud, mikan veilech divrei harav. Literally, it means up until here is the words of the students. Afterwards is the word of the Rebbe. The teretz of the Gemara is you have to divide the psukim into divrei ha-Talmud and divrei harav. Divrei ha-Talmud being Moshe Rabbeinu, v'atadaber aleihem arbe zarachem kechoichvei ha-shamayim, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'elach divrei Rav, mikan ve'elach afterwards, v'chol ha'aretz hazois asher amarti, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni said, elu divrei Talmud. Really, it's all Moshe Rabbeinu. Elekach amar Moshe lefnei. But the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'chol ha'aretz hazois asher amarti, is kach amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shalom, dvarim shamarta li, lechemor lehem Yisrael bishmi. Things that you told me to say in your name. Halachti v'amartilem b'shimcha. Achshav ma'ani omerlem. Now what am I going to say? In other words, v'chol ha'aretz hazos asher amarti. You told me to say this in your name. What you told me, asher amarti. And that's why the pasuk says, v'chol ha'aretz hazos asher amarti. The Gemara continues to analyze Moshe Rabbeinu's arguments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect Klal Yisrael after the Egel Azov, and he says the nations of the world are going to say, "Mi bilti yecholes Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael." Asks the Gemara, "Yecholes Hashem in the feminine? Yochol Hashem iboile." You should say in the masculine. Amar Abelazar, Amar Meshufne, Kosh Baruch, Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Akshav Yomro Mesulan, Toshash Koycha Kinekeva. The way they would say it in the street would be that he's becoming like a girl. He's getting weak. He's become weak like a Nekeva. Ve'ena Yochel Hatzil, and he's not able to save Kal Yisrael. Amar Akash Baruch Hu Lameisha. Kosh Baruch Hu then responded to Meisha. Va'aloi Kfaro, Nisim Gvurash, Yisla Mayam. They saw the tremendous miracles. What do you mean that they're going to think that I became weak? Amalafana of Rabban Shalom, Adan Yesham Lomar, Lemelech Echad Yachalamot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could protect Klal Yisrael against one king, and that is Paro. Lushloshim Echad Malachim, that ruled Israel at the time, the 31 kings, any Yachalamot. He won't be able, they'll argue, God is not strong enough to overcome them. Amar Rabbi Yochim, Inayin Shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vahoydaloy Lemoshe, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceded to Moshe's argument. Shenemar vayomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I forgive you as per your request. The Gemara continues, Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel kidvarecha hasidim ahumas omer lomer kein. If you destroy Klal Yisrael, then chas v'chalila, the umos ha'olam will say this argument. Ashrei Talmid sherabbe moideloi. Praises the Talmud that his arguments are so persuasive that his Rebbe agrees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Talmud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes after accepting it, V'ulam chai ani. What does that mean? Ulam chai ani, however I still live. Amar Av Yitzchak, Melameh Shamala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, Moshech Yisani Bidvarech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you've added life to my words. Sefer Nefesh HaChaim writes in the beginning of Shar Aleph that we have the power to spread godliness and spread God's life into the world, and that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu had done. Be'ezer Hashem, there's a few minutes before Shabbos here in Eretz Yisrael. That's the music that you're hearing in the background. It's actually the weekend of the tremendous joy of the Siyum HaShas that many have experienced, and the song that they're singing is Hadron Alach. We wish and we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zocha to say Hadron Alach. And we now are four lines from the bottom on Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. And I will stop here, Be'ezer Hashem, to get ready for Shabbos Kodesh. We continue, Be'ezer Hashem, Motzei Shabbos, Parshas V'Atchanan. First thing that we open the Gemara to, Darish Rabbi Simloi, La'olim Yisadar Adam, Shvachai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, But first, a person should set up the praises towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then daven, Minolad, Mimoshe. We learn out from Moshe Dechsiv, Parshas V'Eschanan. V'Eschanan El Hashem Be'isa Yileymar says that I daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ksiv, and look how Moshe Rabbeinu daven. Hashem Elokim Ato Echelosa La'aros Es Avdecho Es Godelcho V'Esiyodcho Hazok Hashuviel B'Hashemayim V'Oretz Asher Ya'asech Ma'asech V'Chavruasech. And then comes Moshe Rabbeinu's request. First, he sets up the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bali Machshava say, is first one needs to internalize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before one asks him for one's needs. To really, really to be able to be mevakesh properly is necessary in order to truly be able to ask what you need. Uksiv Basrei, and the Pasuk says afterwards, Ebro no the eres hatova. Moshe Rabbeinu asks to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Only then does he give his bakasha. This idea is the following: the Beis Yaakov, the Ishbitzer Rebbe, said that a person, when he goes into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he takes in Ruchnius is all dependent on how much he appreciates it. What he's kona is entirely dependent, what he acquires is entirely dependent on whether he appreciated what he's inquiring. He pointed out, the Beis Yaakov quoted that the halacha is, according to many Rishonim, Da'agos HaShui quotes this in the end of Bamitzia, that if a person buys an object from another Jew, both of them think that the raw material he is selling him is, let's say, lead. The Jew, Reuven, sells it to Shimon, and it turns out it was really gold. Reuven had originally bought it from a Gentile, and he thought it was lead from the Gentile. And then Reuven goes and he sells to Shimon. And it turns out it's really silver. The halacha is Shimon only does not have to pay Reuven for the value of silver if both of them thought it was silver. Because at the time that he bought into the story, there was no mekachos. Everybody agreed that that's what he was going in to buy. Beis Yaakov says the same in regards to Torah. If a person doesn't really appreciate Torah, even if he acquires a lot of Torah, what he gets is a lower value of Torah. If a person goes into tefillah and he doesn't realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so then what he gets in his bakashos, in terms of both the quality of his asking, and very well could be, and what he receives is going to be a lower level of quality. Rav Mirsky in the Sefer Hegyone Halacha in Birchas HaTorah quotes this idea from the Ishbitzer Rebbe, the Beis Yaakov. Let's continue on Lamed Beis, on the Beis on the top. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Godol Tefillah Yotzei Ma'asim Tovim. Tefillah is even greater than Ma'asim Tovim. She'en Lecha Godol Ma'asim Tovim Yotzei Mimeish Rabbeinu. There was no one greater in doing special actions than Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol became known then a little bit Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu was only, his arguments were only accepted when he davened Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Dvarim, Al Tosef Dover Alai, HaKadosh Baruch says, no longer, I don't want you to ask anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe Rabbeinu to stop entreating him, V'samach Le Alei Rosh HaPiskah. And afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to go and see Eretz Yisrael. Tosef explains that without Tevila, even though Moshe Rabbeinu had so many Ma'asim Tovim, still, he was not able to be zochet to go up to see Eretz Yisrael without the tefillah. And for that matter, of course, if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't stop davening, maybe he had forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, but his Ma'asim Tovim would not be able to do that. Gemara continues, 6 lines on the top. Amar Rav Elazar, G'dayi L'tanis Yoshim and Atzadaka. A fast is even greater than charity. My time has ever Gufayzeh B'mamayinah. A fast is done with one's body, and tzedakah is done with one's money. It's more mysterious nefesh if it's done with one's body. 7 lines from the top. Bamra blows the gedolah tefillah yos mina karbonos. Tefillah is even greater than karbonos. Kenemar, the pasuk says, lama li roizim chechem yishayo alef nabi chazon. Because the pasuk says, why do I need all of your karbonos? Steve, and the pasuk says, the pasuk yishayo doesn't only say the karbonos. The pasuk goes on. This pasuk of lama li roizim chechem is in pasuk yud alef. In pasuk says vav, it says uvaferischem kapechem alimeinai. And when you spread out your hands in prayer, I'm not going to listen. Now Rashi explains that the Gemara's drush is the following: if karbonos was a higher or equal madrega to tefillah, then the pasuk, the navi, doesn't need to repeat. And when you spread out your hands, what's the pasuk adding if it already said that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not interested in the karbonos? The answer is that tefillah is greater than karbonos. And since it's greater than karbonos, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still accept the tefillah. Comes along the Navi and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so disgusted with Klal Yisrael, even their tefillahs, he's not interested. 9 lines from top, on Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Koyin Shariges HaNefesh, Lo Yisa Es Kapov, Shenema Yideichem, Deomim Melo. The Pasuk in Shayo also describes that blood being on Klal Yisrael's hands, Yideichem domim maleu. The pasuk at the end that we just quoted concludes, and their hands are filled with blood. How does that teach us that a kohen cannot dochen? So Rashi really does not spell this out. In the Masifta edition of the Hoz V'Hadar, they explain that the drasha is as following: that when it comes to the tefillah, we had said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept what type of filah, when you spread out your hands. Rabbi Yochanan understands that refers also specifically to a Kohen, whose bracha only takes effect when he spreads out his hands. The Gemara in Sota says that this is ma'akev when it comes to Birchas Kohanim. So if that's so then there's something especially tainted when it comes to Birchas Kohanim. God forbid, if a Kohen had killed somebody, then he will not be able to do the avodah, do nesias kapayim. Mirza Hashem, in the halacha section, we will discuss the halachos of a kohen, shaharag, nesias kapayim. Most of us could not think, Baruch Hashem, a kohen and murdered. What about if it's a kohen murdered b'shogeg? What happens if he murdered Gentiles, a soldier, and so on and so forth? In Mirza Hashem, we will discuss that. 12 lines in Alam Beis and Beis. Amar Ablozim Yom Shar Beis Hamikdash Nin Alu Sharei Tfila. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tfila were closed. Shneimar Gam Ki Ezek VaShavei Asasim Tfilasi. The powerful pasuk in Eicha says that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to Klal Yisrael's Tfila. Va'afal Bishar Sharei Tfila Nin Alu, a famous beautiful Gemara. Even though during the Galus the doors of Tfila have been closed. Sharei Demaloi Ninalu. The doors and gates of crying have not been closed. Shneimar Shima Tfila Si Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, hear my tfila and my dima. The drasha Rashi explains in a beautiful Rashi, Al Techarash, four lines on the top. Midilogsiv es dimasi tireh. Since the Navi didn't say, see my tears, Shmami no niris here lefanav. We see that the tears are automatically seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our tefillah, but even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sasam tefillasi, he still always hears the tears, and the tears are not connected to the tefillah, which sometimes is not heard, but the tears are always heard. Rava lo gazer ta'anisa biyoma de'iva. Rava did not decree a kindness biyoma de'iva on a cloudy day, mishum shenemar, because the pasuk in Eicha describes a sakosa, a cover of a cloud that blocks the tefillah. So Rava took that literally, even when it came to a Yom Tainis. He wouldn't decree it because when it was a cloudy day, he took it as a sign, as if tefillah would not be accepted. It's quoted in the Iyun Yaakov and the Ayin Elio, that this is only talking about in a day that there wasn't rain and there is need to daven for rain, but that does not mean in a cloudy day tefillos will not be accepted. And of course, the H. Yosef is quoted in Eicha Rabbah to say this does not mean that the clouds literally block the tefillah, but it is simin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash Nifsika Chomos Barzel Ben Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemayim. From the moment the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a heavy metal, steel, mechitza, a barrier between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, as the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, V'ata kach lecha machviz barzel v'nasato sakir barzel v'nchol v'inu ir. Yecheskel takes a metal barrier to indicate the break between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Rabbi Chinya, Kol hamarech b'tfilaso ein tfilaso chazeres reikam. If anybody extends his tefillah will not turn back empty-handed. Minolo mimeish Rabbeinu, we learn now from Meish Rabbeinu, shnemar v'espalal Hashem, uktziv basrei, and says afterwards, v'yishma Hashem elai, gam b'pam hahi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu even listened to me on this time. The Torah tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'espalal Hashem indicates that he also added a lot of tefillah. He extended his tefillah, and therefore ain't tefillah so chazeres reikam. Says the Gemara three lines into the medium-sized line, and I'm a base. Ain't even Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, kol hamarach b'tefillah so ma'ayim bo, sof boli dey kav lev. Someone who extends his tefillah is going to lead, and looks into it, is going to lead to heartache. So here we said that it's a bad thing to look into tefillah, and above, Rabbi Chanina had said that it's a good thing. What's the pasuk? Shnemar tocheles moshcha machala. That if one extends, mimoshcha is to extend, tocheles, Rashi says, if lashon chilu v'tchina is begging of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings sickness to it. Machla slev. Maitakante, what should a person do? Yasek v'tayra. He should be oisik in learning Torah. Shnemar v'etzchayim. Tava ba. Ve'ein etzchayim eloteira. Shnemar etzchayim hi. So the Eitzah is not to extend davening and to be ma'ayin, but rather to connect oneself to the source of all life. And we see those people who connect themselves, even in old age, to Torah, what simchas ha'chayim that they have. But at the end of the day, we got a stira. Should one be ma'arech b'tfil or not? The second price seems to say not. And says the Gemara is no stira. Lo'i kasha ha'zim ma'arech ma'ayim bo. One case talking about someone who extends and then looks into it. Rashi explains in Ma'ayibah, let's see, this is a very important definition. What does it mean to be ma'ayim bo? Says Rashi, mitzapa shetiyasa bakosh osay al yidei harachosay, soif eina she'eina nas. V'nimsa tochelz mushechas chinam, v'ikav leif. Kishadam mitzapa ve'ein tavaso bo. The person desires and he's looking and looking for his tefillah to be answered. But someone who's expecting that everything can be done and he's ma'ayin, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer me? Where did he not answer me? That is a problem. However, Hada Ma'arech, the Gemara says in the first line, wide line, Velo Ma'ayin Ba. But if he's lengthy, but doesn't look into it, he doesn't take care of HaKadosh. You do your job. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do your job, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what to be mekabel, what to say yes to, what to say no to. When Nachshon Waxman was killed, Al-Kiddush Hashem, a soldier that had been captured by Palestinian terrorists, and after days of tefillah, ultimately he was killed in a failed ambush. So his father was asked by the press, How do you explain as a religious person all the people prayed for him? There was beautiful tefillahs for him in the Kotel Maravi. And the father said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard every single tefillah. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, sometimes Abba says no. And then he went on, we don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu processes all tefillahs. And he mentioned a few nisim that happened to other soldiers, not his own soldier, in the process of the raid. The Gemara continues the last wide line. First wide line, excuse me. Don't give up. If a person isn't answered the first time, the pasuk repeats. Repeat, kaveh Hashem, then strengthen your heart, and then once again, kaveh el Hashem. Tanur Rabban in the Gemara says three lines into the wide, arbaat tzrichin chizuk. There are three things that always require strengthening. Veiluhein, Torah umaisim toivim, tefillah v'derech eretz. Torah and good actions, tefillah and derech eretz. Torah umaisim toivim minayin, how do we know Torah umaisim toivim? Shenemar, rak chazak ve'amatz me'ol lishmar v'lasach kol ha-Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yehoshua, rak chazak ve'amatz me'ol, be very strong, lishmar v'lasach kol ha-Torah. The lashon of the pasuk is very striking. Chazak va'amas mod. Chazal darshin, chazak b'torah, to strengthen yourself in Torah, va'ameis, and to strengthen yourself again, b'maisim tovim. Tefillah minayin, how do we know tefillah always needs chizuk? Shenemar kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yameis libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. Again, the repetition of constantly chazak v'yameis. Derech eretz minayim, shenemar chazak v'nitzchazek, Ba'ad Amenu. When Yoav and his brother Avishai were fighting for David HaMelech, so Yoav encouraged his brother Avishai, Chazak v'nis chazek ba'ad Amenu, let us strengthen ourselves for our people. In other words, to be able to help Klal Yisrael. Now that was Derech Eretz, explains Rashi. Derech Eretz means to be able to do everything in its appropriate way. According to Rashi's Hagdara, which is very important, we use the expression Derech Eretz all the time. According to Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi, Derech Eretz, im omanhu lumnaso. If it's for a workman, if he's a goldsmith, he should do it properly. Im socharu l'schuro schoroso. If he's a merchant, he should do merchanting properly. Im ishmelchamahu l'milchamto. If he's a warrior, then he should be successful in being a warrior. That always requires chizuk. It would seem from this Gemara that there is a value, the Gemara seems to be extolling it, in doing Derech Eretz properly, in doing the way of the world properly. Whatever a person does, they should do it properly. The Gemara continues by quoting the pasuk from Yeshayahu and Perek Mem Tes, the Haftorah Parshas Ekev. I mentioned I'm recording this Motzei Shabbos Parshas Veschanan. In the Haftorah of the Shiva Dinechamta, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem Vashishem Shechachani, Tzion cries out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned me. Asks the Gemara, Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shechucha. There's no difference between Azavani and Shechachani. The Torah is repeating itself. Amar Eish Lakish, Amar Knesset Zirfal, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rishat says, Knesset Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Adam Noise Isha Al Ish, Adam Noise Isha Al Ishtoi Rishayna. A man marries a woman on his first wife. What that means is he marries a second woman after a first wife. Zoche Maisa Rishona, the derech is for him to remember his first wife. Atoa Zavtoni Ushechachtoni. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have forsaken us and also forgotten us. In other words, it's one thing that you already forsake us, but not only did you forsake us, not only was, as the pasuk says, Azavani Hashem, but also Vashem Shechachani, you even forgot. It says worse than someone who had a second wife. He still remembers the first wife. You entirely forgot us, bemoans Sion. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not true. Biti, my daughter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Tzion as his daughter. Shem Otzer Mazolois Barasi Barakia. I built 12 galaxies in the heavens. Once upon a time, no one had any idea what this Gemara meant. And now we know that there are amazing galaxies in the heavens. And for every one of those massive galaxies, I made 30 officers. And on every officer, I made him in charge of massive legions, of soldiers. Or it could be understood as well, legions of stars. And on those legions, I pointed another 30 officers. And on those officers, the Riatim, I made officers that were less than them, that were called Kirtin. And then on them there are 30 gistras that are underneath them. Val kol gistra v'gistra tlisa b'shlosh me'as v'shishim v'chamishim alfei riba kochavim. And under them are 365 tens of thousands of stars. K'neged yimos hachama, which correspond to the days of the solar year. V'kulan lo barasi el b'shvilcha. I created all of these massive galaxies for you, for Klal Yisrael. So Biti here probably refers to Klal Yisrael, not Tzion. V'ata marta azavtani v'shachachtani. And you say that I have forgotten you. What does the pasuk say back? Hasishkach isha ula merach b'mbitna. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, in this Haftorah, I haven't forgotten you. Now the Gemara begins to darshan this pasuk. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Eshkach, Olos Ha'elim is Pitrei Rachamon. I haven't forgotten the Olos and the Karbonos of the Elim and the Petar Chamor, the Bechor Behema, Shekrafti L'Fanai B'Midbar, that you brought in front of me in the Midbar. Zion claims HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgotten her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've never forgotten Klal Yisrael. Interesting. It starts off as Zion, but ultimately, not Zion that's critical, but it's Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael has not been forgotten, and they will come back to Zion. Zion will be rebuilt when Klal Yisrael is worthy. But Klal Yisrael is insecure. It's worried about its averus in the past. Amra lefanav, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, okay, you've convinced me. You haven't forgotten the good things that I did. Maybe you won't forget the aver of the egel and will be damned forever. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I will forget that. Maybe you'll forget the covenant that you made with me on Sinai. Amar law, that's why the pasuk says, Vanochi lo ashkechacha. And that I won't forget. Hainu damar Rabbi Lazar and Yoshia, Maidich Siv Gam Melech Shechachna, the Maisa Egel. That's referring to the Egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forget. And I won't forget refers to Kabbalah Satayr in the covenant of Har Sinai. This Bezer Hashem is where we'll stop with the Gemara on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. It was a long daf, a beautiful and poignant Agadita about the Koach HaTzvila and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never forget us. Bezer Hashem will go to two brief Divrei Halacha. The first topic today for the halachas starts out in as a yisod in machshava, and we will see that in times of tremendous pain and challenge, Klal Yisrael used this very inspiring lesson, even halacha lemaisa. Torah Lamed Beis Amid Aleph and Brachos teaches us a tremendous lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe a hint that maybe he should daven despite the Almighty, had said that he was going to destroy Klal Yisrael. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the words, as the Gemara, 7 lines into Y, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Heref mi meni, let me go, Vash mi deim, Amar Moshe dover zeh talui bi, Miyad amid v'nischazik b'tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, there's something I could do. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemed to say that Klal Yisrael's fate had been sealed. This is a tremendous midah that all of Klal Yisrael inherits from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is that even if afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavar shel adam al yimnatzmo min haracham, and Klal Yisrael looked for even the smallest signs for its survival. There was an expression that the holy Jews in the camp used to use, which at first glance doesn't make any sense. And the expression that they used to say to each other after days where they witnessed murder and pain and hunger, starvation, things are impossible, tragedies to imagine. They said to each other, Mivelen ze Eisleben, we will outlive them, which didn't make any sense. The odds that a Jew would outlive the Nazi was 1 to 1,000,000. But the answer was yes, we will outlive them. We sit and we learn Gemara here in Tavshin Ayin Beis, while Jews in the ghettos had been murdered over the Gemara and the Nazis are all gone. How were they able to say Mivelen ze Eisleben? They looked for tiny signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still going to be with them. And the Rabbonim, when they answered Shilas, many of the Holocaust responses are very, very, very inspiring, kept this in mind. This Gemara on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us to see even the smallest sign. I'm reading from, there's so many tshuvas, but I'm reading from the response from the Holocaust of Rav Ephraim Oshri, where he was asked when there was no longer wine in the ghettos, what should the Jews do? So listen to Rav Oshri's line. In order to inspire Jews with the hope that the redemption was not far off, and also to fulfill the halachic requirement, my students made tea available, Rav Oshri Paskin, that one could be Mekayim the Dalakosos with tea. It sounded like that he thought the Mikra Dedina could be very weak, that they were potter. But the Dalakosos, as reminiscent of the Geula, that they still had the Dalakosos, that would help them hold on to their Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their belief in Velen Zei Eisleben. My father, the only time I ever saw him cry, said that in Rav Oshri described the Kovno ghetto, my father said in the Lodz ghetto, when the Nazis had managed to destroy every single Sefer Torah, Rav Oshri found one Sefer Torah in all the city of Kovno. In Lodz, there wasn't a single Sefer Torah that was left for the last Simchas Torah, and they took a child, and with a child, Ayid is Nimshal to a Sefer Torah. That hope that Klal Yisrael has, that just like the little child represents the koach of Klal Yisrael for Geula and is pure like a Sefer Torah, ultimately they danced with that child, and sure enough, Torah has flourished again because of Mesiras Nefesh of our ancestors. This is the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu put into Klal Yisrael, to look even for the smallest simanim, and that's what halacha sometimes does to assure that the Shalshelas HaMasorah will continue. The Gemara Lamed Beis Amid Beis has Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the pasuk uvefaristem kapechem, and when you spread out your hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm not interested because Yedechem Damim Milu, your hands are full of blood. So Rabbi Yochanan understands that this is not Stam Davening, but Kohen Shaharig is a Nefesh, a Kohen that murdered, is not supposed to do Duchening. This is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll Bezer Hashem go through the Halacha Lamais in the post. It says the Mechaber in Tif Lamed Hei of Simin Kuf Chav Ches Lamed Hei, Kohen Shaharig is a Nefesh, a Kohen that murdered, a Filo B'Shoigig, but Yisa is Kapov, a Filo as a Tshuva. A Kohen that murders, so then in such a case, he cannot do Duchening. The Mechaber adds, even if he did Tshuva, because of our Gemara, there's blood on his hands, and therefore he can't be Pyrus Kapayim with Yodayim that's Miludam. Says the Ramah, an important exception. V'yesh ha'emrim dem asa Tshuva noise kapov. If the individual did a sincere tshuva, so then in such a case, then he'll be able to duchen even if he once murdered. Some parameters of this halacha. First of all, the Prisha in Ois Mem Vav writes that this halacha only applies to a Jew who was murdered. If someone, chas chalila, murdered a Gentile, so then in such a case, this Isser does not apply. He would be able to go to Duchen. So therefore, a soldier who killed in battle, there's already one reason. If he killed a Gentile, in such a case, it would be permissible for him to continue to the Kohen that Duchens. Another point that's important to keep in mind is that Ramosha Feinstein in Tshuvas, in Yoredei Achelik Beis, Simin Kuf Nun Ches, talks about an enlisted soldier who had killed. It must be that there was a chash that Hashem Yirachem, that he had killed another Jew, which unfortunately happened in Europe when there were countries, Germany and Russia, both had Jewish soldiers. They were fighting on opposite sides. So Ramosha says that that's a davar pashut, that soldier doesn't have a din of even a shogeg. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Kuf Chav Ches comments, and Ramosha uses the Mishnah Brura's comments to conclude in regards to a soldier which had killed. He says, V'imensu larog, if you were forced to kill, if a Gentile forced Reuven to kill, even Shimon Chas V'chalila, no says Kapav, he could still duchen. Even though the rule is Yoharik V'al Yavar, but nevertheless, we don't apply the pasuk of Yedechem Domi Milo'o in a case of where he was forced to kill. Says Ramosha that this is even, in this case, there was no din of Yaharog Va'al Yavor. In this case, you're supposed to become a soldier. If your country legitimately drafts you, so then in such a case, you should become a soldier. So if the halacha is that when you were supposed to give up your life, when someone was going to kill you, if you weren't going to kill, the halacha is that you're not possible to do. And certainly if you were enlisted as a soldier and you were forced into that situation where you're supposed to take that responsibility, certainly as well, the halacha would be that he could duchen. Finally, of course, we have the heter of the Ramah that says that if the individual does tshuva in such a case, as well, his tshuva would be accepted. There is a big discussion what the position of the Mechaber is. Because the Mechaber in Sif Lamed Zayin, the next Sif in Kuchav Ches, talks about another instance of someone who's pasul to Duchen, and then gives him a possibility of tshuva. The Mechaber talks about a Mumar. Mumar Le'isas Kapu, someone who rejects his Judaism, cannot become a Duchen, if he's a Kohen. The Yesh Omrim Shem, also tshuva, no se Kapu. And then there's the Yesh Omrim, that says that he can't do tshuva. So Be'er Halacha has a long discussion, why did the Mechaber not bring down the possibility of tshuva when it comes to Kohen Shariges and Nefesh? Maybe, when does tshuva work? That's in regards to a Mumar. That a Mumar could rectify and do tshuva, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts, as Gemara and Yuma says, accepts tshuva even the last minute. So maybe that could be undone. However, the stain of blood, the proof of it is that the stain exists even if it's shogeg. Maybe that can't be undone, according to the Mechaber, even with tshuva. It's reminiscent of, for those who know a little bit of Shakespeare, Lady Macbeth saying, out, out, blood out, trying to get out the stains of blood, that if, when it comes to murder, those stains stay forever, even if there's tshuva. And here we have a machlokas. The Rama says that the gates of tshuva are not even closed to the psul of a murderer. For sure, he could do tshuva on his avera of ritzicha. That's for sure, on the ma'is avera. But what about the status that his yodayim, out stain, out blood out, that he cannot get out, as Shakespeare, Lahavdil al-Fafdullah, described? Or no, do we say that tshuva is going to be acceptable? So this is a big discussion in the Mechaber. Unfortunately, I don't have accessible to me right now Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita's tshuvas, but I believe he does have a tshuva ultimately discussing what the position for Svardim would be. The simple reading of the Mechaber is the Mechaber is machmir when it comes to Ritzicha. The Ber Halacha leaves off Tzarech Iyun Ladin Alechura. If the Rama is Mekel, Ashkenazim most definitely could be Mekel. Finally, Rav Nevensal points out that unfortunately today this instance still rears its terrible, awful, ugly head in regards to accidents. That if someone murders, chas v'chalila, someone else, in the case of a traffic accident, so then, in such a case of Nevensal's Lashon, which I don't understand ad hasof, which I can't elaborate now, but let me just read my great Rebbe's Lashon, at least the way it's recorded over here in the Biyitzchak Yikare. Kohen shaharik nefesh betun astrachim, lefamim ze karov lemezid, it's close to a mezid, kinesia b'mihirut b'mfuzot, v'im safek harag yisakapov. That if he's a Kohen that murdered in traffic accident, many times it is a mazid. If it's a suffix, so then in such a case, then he could still be no se kapov. But if it's not a suffix, then that Kohen would not be able to ever zuchin again, unless, according to our mother, is a tshuva shlema, and according to Mechaber, tzarech iyun halacha l'maisa.